right, we're going to pray to the Lord today for protection. Namaste, Narasimhaya.
Prabhupada, 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 Padanya Prabhupada Pada Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Haribo
Paramahansa, Acharya, Tata, Satishi, Shimad, Divine Grace, Abhaya Chananda, Bhattavananda, Gosami, Srila Prabhupada, Vijay, Iskan, Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada Gijai, Ananda Koti, Vaishnava Vrinda Gijai, Namacharya, Shinohidas, Thakur Gijai, Prem Se Gohoshri, Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda Shidwaita Gadadha, Shiva Siddhi Gohur Bhakta, Jai Shishri Radha, Krishna Gopikapada, Shayam Kunda, Radha Kunda, Giri Gopadan Gijai, Vrinda Vrinda Gijai, Maturam Jagadatasami Gajai, Yumanamai Gajai, Shivanti Lasta Devi Gajai, Sambhaveda Bhakta, Vrindi Gajai, Gaur Premananda, Hari Hari Vallo, glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada Gajai, Nama Om Vishnu, Padaya Krishna, Pristaya Buddha, Srimadha Bhakta Padanta Swamit, Namini. Namaste, Saraswati Devi, Gauravani Pacharani, Nivasesha, Shunyavadi, Paschachar, Deja Tarni. Saum Magana, Timidanda, Shah, Gananjanja, Shalakaya, Chakshurun, Meditam, Yena, Tasmai, Shigurave Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances under the lotus feet of my spiritual master's divine grace, A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami. Srila Prabhupada, who so kindly opened my eyes with a torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. Anyway, so we're going to continue with our study of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. We're reading from the 11th chapter of the Maja Lila by Lord Chaitanya's pastimes in Jagannath Puri. And the last few days we've been reading about the devotees and the love the devotees had for each other. They would embrace each other. They would be so happy seeing each other. And there was no Vaishnavaparad criticism of each other. It was simply appreciation. And so Prabhupada said, we have to work on unity and diversity. So unity and diversity, two separate concepts. But diversity means diverse. Many different ideas, many different viewpoints. Unity means together. So this is a challenge in this material world. So the unity we have, we appreciate all the Vaishnavas who are rendering service unto the Supreme Lord, and they have different ideas how to render service, and they do not violate what we call the Siddhanta. Siddhanta means those perfect, eternal aspects of Krishna consciousness, such as Dharma, Samastapa, Ko, eternal dharmic principles. And the opposite of that is, not the opposite, but connected with that is the principles of Krishna consciousness. So you got the principles, and you got the, the opposite of that is the details. Sorry, got it wrong. So you got and principles. Principles are the same as Dharma. So you cannot violate Dharma or violate the principles, but you can change all the details. And so we have to be able to distinguish between the details and the principles in order to have unity amongst the devotees, because people have different cultures and express themselves differently in Krishna consciousness according to their different cultures, their different upbringing, their different likes and dislikes. For example, one of the types of food I like to offer to Krishna is called kasha. None of you have heard of kasha before. If you see my cooking videos, you'll know what it is. But some of you may not like it. I offered it to one devotee the other day, and she just got disgusted. So, you know, not that everybody's Krishna conscious in this world. But anyway, so because there's different likes and dislikes, we are individuals and we have different likes and dislikes. You may like chocolate ice cream, I may like vanilla ice cream. All those other things like that. It's not that one is right and the other is wrong. And so, you know, you get into discussions like basically about woman's place in Krishna consciousness, and some people may think, ooh, the lady should just stay in the kitchen rolling the rotis all day long. Of course, that's the version of the Taliban in Afghanistan. They told all the women, go home and stay in the kitchen. And other people may think that business of the women and the men is to go out and yari dekatari kar krishna desh. Marigai guru hoi tore desh. Is to go out and spread Krishna consciousness and become guru. Everyone should become guru. The world is suffering, you know. So if we limit who can spread or who can share Krishna consciousness, that is a great sin. Tremendous sin. So anyway, so there's opinions, and we are not going to criticize anyone personally for having a different opinion, even though I'm right and they're wrong. Oh, sorry about that. That was a joke. I did that deliberately. So we're not going to criticize someone personally for having a different opinion. And we have to be empathic with people who have different opinions. That's life in the material world. So, on that happy note, we are going to read the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Majalila chapter 11, beginning with text, I believe, 177. Okay, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaur Bhaktavrinda, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaur Bhaktavrinda, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaur Bhaktavrinda. So, Mishra Kahe Sabhatumara Chahaki Karane Apanai Chayala Ye Tumara Mane. Kashi Mishra then told Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So remember, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was staying in Kashi Mishra's house. And Kashi Mishra is like a temple superintendent who's arranging for the facilities for all the Vaishnavas. Everything you was the use of your begging. By your own take whatever you like. Amidvihai Tumara Dasa Agyakari Ye Chai Seya Gya Deha Kripa Kari. My Lord, we are your two servants and are here just to carry out your orders. By your mercy, please tell us to do whatever you want. That's a surrendered soul. Etakai dvijane vidaya lahila gopinatha vaninatha dunhe sange nila. Saying this, Kashi Mishra and the temple inspector took their leave, and Gopinath and Vaninath went with them. Gopinath dekhaila sabavasakara Vaninath tani dila prasadavishtara. Gopinath was then shown all the residential places, and Vaninath was given large quantities of food, mahaprasadam, left by Lord Jagannath. Vaninatha bahu prasada pita lana Gopinatha ilavasa samskara kariya. Thus Vaninatha Rai returned with large quantities of Lord Jagannatha's food remnants, including cakes and other good eatables. Gopinatha Charya also returned after cleansing all quarters. Mahaprabhu kai shuna sarva vaishnava gana Nija Nija Vasa Sabe Karaha Gamana Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then addressed all the Vaishnavas and requested that they listen to him. He said, and go to your respective residential quarters. Samudra Snana Karikara Chuda Darashana Tabiaji Hihanasi Karibaboshanab. Go to the sea and bathe and look at the top of the temple. After so doing, please come back here and take your lunch. So it's actually very wonderful. In Jagannath Puri, you can go bathing in the ocean. It's wonderful. I mean, I spent some time in Jagannath Puri. And it's wonderful. Just go bathing in the ocean, take prasadam, and see the temple. Of course, I can't go in the temple, but it's just such a wonderful place. Of course, the ocean is a little dangerous because it has a very, very strong undertow. So it can pull you out or pull you to the side very, very quickly. So you got to be really careful. And most of the people who bathe in the ocean are not good swimmers there. So they just go up to their knees or something and splash water on themselves. Really, they're not trained in swimming. One interesting thing about many people in India is they never get trained to swim. Not everybody. They never get trained to swim. The reason is that their parents have this dream that their child is going to drown in the ocean or drown in the river or drown in some body of water. So they think, I'm not going to train them how to swim. But when they don't train them how to swim, Thrabuis, guess what? There's more chance of him drowning. So I've been with devotees in Fiji, and you know, most of the devotees, when we go in the ocean, we go to Pacific Harbor Beach. They just go up to their ankles. And I said, come in, come in. I said, no, no. Even, it's so dangerous. The riptide is very, very dangerous. So anyway, but in Fiji, there's no riptides. They just don't go above their ankles and they start shaking because their mother told them that they're going to die. So they don't go in the water. God forbid they should go in the bathtub. Prabhu namaskari sabe vasate chalila gopi natacharya sabe vasastana dila. After offering obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees departed for their residence, and Gopinath Acharya showed them their respective quarters. Mahaprabhuila tabi haridasa milane haridasa kare prema nama sankirtane. After this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to meet Haridas Thakur and saw him engaged in chanting the Maha Mantra with ecstatic love. Hare Krishna, Hare, Haridas chanted, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhu Deki, Hare Age, Dhanavatana, Prabhu Alingana Kaila, Tanrayutana. As soon as Haridas Thakur saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he immediately fell down like a stick to offer him obeisances, and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu raised him up and embraced him. Dvijane Parimaveshe Karena Krandane Prabhu Gune Vrichik Vikala Prabhu Vricha Gune. Then both the Lord and his servant began to cry in ecstatic love. Indeed, the Lord was transformed by the qualities of his servant, and the servant was transformed by the qualities of his master. So, Prabhupada says, the Mayavadi philosophers say the living entity and the Supreme Lord are non-different, and therefore they equate the transformation of the living entity with the transformation of the Lord. In other words, Mayavadis say that the living entity is pleased, the Lord is also pleased, and the living entity is displeased, the Lord is also displeased. Not true. Because Krishna is always pleased. By juggling words in this way, Mayavadis try to prove there's no difference between the living entity and the Lord. This, however, is not a fact, Prabhu. In this verse, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains, Prabhu Gune Brichavikala, Prabhupricha Mune. The Lord and the living entity are not equal, for the Lord is always the master, and the living entity is always the servant. Transformation takes place due to transcendental qualities, and it is thus said that the servant of the Lord is the heart of the Lord, and the Lord is the heart of the servant. This is also explained by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita 4.11, and also in the Bhagavatam, there's a verse which I'm going to quote. Sadhava yam mayam sadhanam yam tuham madanyat tena janati naham tevyo managapi. Krishna says, I am in the heart of the sadhus are in my heart, and because they do not know anyone else other than me, I do not know anyone else other than them as man. This is Gita, of course. Mama vartman vartante manusha partha sarvasaha. As they all surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. Everyone follows my path in all respects, O Sadhavrita. That doesn't mean everyone's going to the same destination. Paths go in many different directions. Just like you could say, everyone, all the cars on the interstate are going in the same direction or going to the same place. No, the interstate goes many places, but the interstates belong to the government. Everyone follows the interstate, whatever. The Lord is always eager to congratulate the servant because of the servant's transcendental qualities. The servant pleasingly renders service unto the Lord. The Lord also very pleasingly reciprocates, rendering even more service unto the servant. Harida Sakai Prabhuna Chuniya More Muni Nicha Asprasha Karma Pamare. Haridas Thakur said, my dear Lord, please do not touch me, for I am most fallen and untouchable, and I am the lowest among men. Prabhukai Tomas Varshi Pavitrahaite Tomara Pavitra Dharma Nahika Mate. The Lord said, I wish to touch you just to be purified, for your purified activities do not exist in me. So this is an example of the reciprocation of feelings between the master and servant. The servant thinks that he is most impure and that the master should not touch him, and the master thinks that because he has become impure by associating with so many impure living entities, he should touch a pure devotee like Haridas Thakur. Even Krishna is humble just to purify himself. Actually, both the servant and the master are already purified because neither of them is in touch with the impurities of material existence. They are already equal in quality because both of them are the purest. There's a difference in quantity, however, because the master is unlimited and the servant is limited. Consequently, the servant always remains subordinate to the master, and this relationship is eternal and undisturbed. As soon as the servant feels like becoming the master, he falls into Maya. Thus it is by misuse of free will that one falls under the influence of Maya, illusion. The Mayavadi philosophers try to explain the equality of master and servant in terms of quantity, but they fail to explain why, if the master and servant are equal, the servant falls victim to Maya. They try to explain that when the servant, the living entity, is out of the clutches of Maya, immediately becomes the so-called master again. Kind of stupid philosophy. If you're the master, you couldn't be under the clutches of anything, right? How could you be under the clutches of something if you're the master? Then the thing that you're under the clutches of is actually the master. That's the fallacy of the Mayavada philosophy. Such an explanation is never satisfactory. Being unlimited, the master cannot become a victim of Maya, for in such a case, his unlimitedness would be crippled or limited. That's what I just said. Thus, the Mayavada explanation is not correct. The fact is that the master is always master and unlimited, and the servant, being limited, is sometimes curtailed by the influence of Maya. And we are all under Maya. Maya is also the master's energy and is also unlimited. Therefore, the limited servant or limited living entity is forced to remain under the master or the master's potency, Maya. Being freed from Maya's influence, one can again become a pure servant and equal qualitatively to the Lord. The relationship between the master and servant continues due to their being unlimited and limited respectively. So, we are controlled. Nahi glaschit shanam api jato tishtati akarma krit karyate yavasa. karma, sarva prakriti jagrita. Everyone is forced to act helplessly by the impulses of the modes of material nature. No one can refrain from action even for a momentito. So, the only way we get free is what? Mama Maya Duratya. Krishna's heavy energy. Mama Eva Ye Prapanjante Ayamitam Purant Matmantate. So the only way you become free is by surrendering to Krishna, right? Shane Shane Tumi Savatirte Snana Shane Shane Karatumi Yagetapo Dana Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Whoops, went too far. Exalted Haridas Thakur, stating, at every moment you take your bath in all the holy places of pilgrimage, and at every moment you perform great sacrifices of austerity and charity. He's referring to the chanting of the holy name. Because by chanting, it is infinitely greater than taking bath in all the holy places of pilgrimage and performing great sacrifices of austerities and charity. Infinitely, infinitely, infinitely. There's no comparison. If you compare it, you are rascal number one. At least you're going to be a rascal. You should be rascal number one. Why be rascal number two? Nirantara karachari veda adhyayana dvijanyasi haitaitumi parama pavana. You are constantly studying the four Vedas and you are far better than any Brahmin or sannyasi. Constantly, because he's chanting the holy name. And that's what's going to be brought out in the next verse, which is a very important verse, one of our verses that Prabhupada would quote often, that I quote very, very often. Om ata svapa chukuto gariyat yaji vagri partidevan namatubhyam depustapaste juhuvar shashnaradhyam ramanuchar nama. Vedanti ete, very important verse. Learn it, learn it, learn it. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then recited the following verse. My dear Lord, one who always keeps your holy name on his tongue becomes greater than an initiated Brahmin. Although he may be born in a family of dog eaters, and therefore by material calculation he may be the lowest among men, he is still glorious. This is the wonderful effect of chanting the holy name of the Lord. It is therefore concluded that one who chants the holy name of the Lord should be understood to have performed all kinds of austerities and great sacrifices mentioned in the Vedas. He has already taken his bath in all the holy places of pilgrimage. He has studied all the Vedas, and he is actually an Aryan. Aryan in this case means one who knows the higher values of life. The word Aryan means advanced. Unless one is spiritually advanced, he cannot be called an Aryan, and this is the difference between an Aryan and non-Aryans. Of course, Hitler used the same term, but he didn't use it properly. Non-Aryans are those who are not spiritually advanced. By following the Vedic culture, by performing great sacrifices, by becoming a strict follower of the Vedic instructions, one may become a Brahmin, a sannyasi, or an Aryan. It is not possible to become a Brahmin, sannyasi, or Aryan without being properly qualified. Bhagavad Dharma never allows one to become a chief Brahmin, sannyasi, or Aryan. The qualities or qualifications described here and are quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam 3.3.7 and were spoken by Devahuti, the mother of Kapila Deva, when she understood the influence of devotional service, Bhakti Yoga. In this way, Devahuti praised the devotee, pointed out his greatness in all respects. Remember that. If one is chanting the holy name, whatever one's background, whatever one's race, culture, nationality, gender, age, then it's understood he's performed, he or she has performed all the Vedic rituals, the subsidiary, supplementary, secondary, primary Vedic literatures, and come to the point of being a Brahmin, a real Brahmin. Because what is a Brahmin? One who knows Brahman. That's what a Brahmin is, not someone who simply says, I'm a Brahmin, born in a Brahmin family, like that. That is not a Brahmin. A Brahmin is one who knows Brahman. Otherwise, why would he be called a Brahmin? Brahman means the greatest. What is the greatest? Krishna. Etabali tanre lana Gela pushpo dhyane ati nibriti tanre dila vasastane. Saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took Haridas Thakur within the flower garland, and there in a very secluded place, he showed him his residence. Wow! Lord Chaitanya personally arranged a private residence for Haridas Thakur in this beautiful flower garland right near Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's residence. Rahikara namasankirtana pratidina siyami hariva milana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested Haridas Thakur remain here and chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. I shall personally come here to meet you daily. So it's described that Haridas Thakur did not go into the temple of Lord Jagannath to see Lord Jagannath because he was born in an ostensibly lower class family. However, because he was humble and absorbed in chanting the holy names, Lord Jagannath in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to see him every day and brought him prasadam. Woo! Mandirara chakra deke kariya pranama etani tamara sibe prasadana. Remain here peacefully and look at the chakra, the essences. As far as your prasadam is concerned, I shall arrange to have that sent here. Wow. Lord Chaitanya takes everyone. Since he was born in a Muslim family, Srila Haridas Thakur could not enter the temple of Jagannath due to temple restrictions. Nonetheless, he was raised by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Nam Acharya, that means the teacher of the holy names, Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur considered himself unfit to enter the Jagannath temple. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could have personally taken Haridas Thakur into the Jagannath temple if he wished, but the Lord did not like to disturb a possible popular custom. That's really important. Sometimes devotees think, well, I should make a trick and go to see the deities. Well, we should respect local customs. Come on. Consequently, the Lord asked his servant simply to look at the Vishnu wheel on top of the temple and offer obeisances, some namaskara. Namaskara, that means obeisances. The wheel means the Sudarshan chakra, the top of the temple. This means that one is not allowed to enter the temple, or if he thinks himself unfit to enter the temple, he can look at the wheel from outside the temple, and that is as good as seeing the deity within. I will repeat. Have faith, Prabhuis. That is as good as seeing within. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu promised to come daily to see Srila Haridas Thakur, and this indicates that Srila Haridas Thakur was so advanced in spiritual life, though fit to enter the temple, he was being personally visited by the Lord every day. Nor was there any need for his going outside his residence to collect food. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu assured Haridas Thakur that the remnants of his food would be sent there, as the Lord states in Bhagavad Gita 9:22, Yoga Kshema Mahamyaham. I shall arrange all life's necessities for my devotees. Of course, the rest of the verses, Ananyas Chintao Yantoma Yejanak Paryupasate Pesham Nachibiyuktamam Yoga Kshema Mahamyaham. For those who have no other interest other than Krishna, then Krishna protects what they have and carries what they like, which is basically the same thing. I arrange all life's necessities for my devotees. So there's a caveat to that particular instruction. A reference is made here for those who are very anxious to imitate the behavior of Haridas Thakur in an unnatural way. One must receive the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as representative before adopting such a way of life. The duty of a pure devotee or a servant of the Lord is to carry out the order of the Lord, not your own concoction. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Nityananda Prabhu to go to Bengal and preach, and he asked the Goswamis Rupa and Sanatan to go to Vrindavan and excavate the lost places of pilgrimage. In this way, the Lord asked Haridas Thakur to remain there at Jagannath Puri and constantly chant the holy names of the Lord. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave different persons different orders. And consequently, One should not try to imitate the behavior of Haridasa Thakur without being ordered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or his representative. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur condemned imitations in this way. Dushto manatumi kishera vaishnava patishtaratare nirjanera gare tavahari nama kivallakaitava. My dear mind, you were trying to imitate Haridasa Thakur and chant the Hare Krishna mantra in a secluded place, but you are not worth being called a Vaishnava because what you want is cheap popularity and not the actual qualifications of Haridasa Thakur. If you try to imitate him, you will fall down, for your neophyte position will cause you to think of women and money. Thus you will fall into the clutches of Maya, and your so-called chanting in a secluded place will bring about your downfall. That's really heavy. Let me get something to drink. Nityananda Jagadananda Damodara Mukunda Haridasa Mili Sabe Pailananda. When Nityananda Prabhu Jagadananda Pandit Damodara Prabhu and Mukunda Prabhu met Haridasa Thakur, they all became very much pleased. Samudra Snana Kari Prabhu Paila Nija Snane Advaitari Gela Sindhu. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to his residence after taking a bath in the sea, all the devotees headed by Advaita went to bathe in the sea. Asi Jagannathera Kaila Chuda Darashan Prabhuravasayala Karite Vojana. After bathing in the sea, Advaita Prabhu and all the other devotees returned, and on their return they saw the top of the Jagannath temple. They then went to the residence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to take their luncheon. What a nice life to be with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, go bathing, take prasadam with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We can only wish for such a life. Sabari vasaila prabhu yogya krama kari se shri haste parivesana kaila gora hari. One after the other, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made all the devotees sit in their proper places. He then began to distribute the prasadam with his own transcendental hand. Apahana nahi arse dite prabhura hate dvitinera hanadena eka eka pate. All the devotees were served prasadam on plantain leaves, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed on each leaf a quantity suitable for two or three men to eat, for his hand could not distribute less than that. Wow. Like Prabhupada said, we should eat so much, at least in the beginning. It comes up to the neck. Not when you get old. It's not possible to do that. Prabhu na kaile ke pari bhojana. All the devotees kept their hands raised over to the prasadam distributed to them, for they did not want to eat without seeing the Lord eat first. So Rupa Goshani Prabhuke Kaila Nivedana Tumina Vasilekeha Nakari Bhojana. So Rupa Damodara Goswami then informed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, unless you sit and take prasadam, no one will accept it. Tomasaita yata sanyasi ragana Gopinathacharya tanre kariyache nivantrana. Gopinathacharya has invited all the sannyasins to remain with you to come prasadam. Acharya asiyachena bhikshara prasadana lana puribharati achena tamara apeksha kariya. Gopinathacharya has already come, bringing sufficient remnants of food to distribute to sannyasis like Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Bharati. are waiting for you. Nityanandalana Bhiksha Karite Vayasatumi Vaishnavera Parivesana Karite Chi Ami. You may sit for luncheon with Nityananda Prabhu and I shall distribute the prasadam to all the Vaishnavas. Tavi Prabhu Prasadana Govindahate Dila Yatna Kari Haridasa Thakure Pathaila. After this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu carefully delivered some prasadam into the hands of Govinda to be given to Haridas Thakur. See, Lord Chaitanya was so attentive to details. He definitely loved Haridas Thakur. Remember, Haridas Thakur was born in a Muslim family, and according to the social system at that time, basically the Brahmins would not even want to see his face, and if he stepped on the Brahmana's shadow, it would be a disaster. And so Lord Chaitanya is personally taking care of this devotee. Why? Well, Haridas Thakur is Lord Brahma, and also considered an incarnation of Prahlad Maharaj simultaneously. And then it's showing that because Haridas Thakur is absorbed in the holy names, then he is the most exalted of the devotees. Apaneva Silak Saba Sanyasiralana Parivesanakare Acharya Harashitahana. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally sat down to accept lunch with the other sannyasis, and Gopinath Acharya began to distribute the prasadam with great pleasure. Sarupa Gosai Damodara Jagadananda Vaishnavere Parivesetina Jane Ananda. Then Sarupa Damodar Goswami, Damodar Pandit, and Jagadananda all began to distribute prasadam to the devotees with great pleasure. Nana pita pana kaya akantapurya majye majye hari anandita. They ate all kinds of cakes and sweet rice, filling themselves up to their throats. Ooh. And at intervals they vibrated the holy name of the Lord in great jubilation. It is the practice of Vaishnavas while taking prasadam to chant the holy name of the Lord at Hari at intervals and also sing various songs such as Sharira Avijja Jan. Oh Lord, this material body is a place of ignorance. Sharira Avijja Jan, attend to your Kahikala, beautiful lady, Vishaya Sagari. Dharma Deji Voyati Lava Moisa Gurmati Dakajita Kadina Sansa Krishna Borodai Mar Kri Brad Jiva Joy Shrapasad Adadevai Samrita Pa Samadakao Radha Krishna Gunakao Premadaku Chidanyana Tai. O Lord, this body is a place of ignorance and the senses. Our networks of past leading to death. And of all the senses, the tongue is the most voracious and uncontrollable. But you, Lord Krishna, are so kind to us. You give us this prasadam, Bhagavad prasadam, to help us control the tongue. Take prasadam and in great love, call out for Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, to please help us. That's prasadam prayer. Those who are honoring prasadam, accepting the remnants of food offered to the deity, must always remember that prasadam is not ordinary food. Prasadam is transcendental. We are therefore reminded, Mahaprasade Govinde Nama Brahmani Ve. Svapa punya vatam rajan vishvaso nagajayate. Those who are not pious cannot understand the value of Mahaprasadam, or the holy name of the Lord. Both prasadam and the Lord's name are on the Brahman platform or spiritual platform. No, one should never consider prasadam to be like ordinary hotel cooking, nor should one touch any kind of food not offered to the deity. Every Vaishnava strictly follows this principle, does not accept any food that is not prasadam. One should take prasadam with great faith and should chant the holy name of the Lord and worship the deity in the temple. Always remember that the deity, Mahaprasadam, and the holy name do not belong to the mundane platform. By prasadam and chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one can always remain on the spiritual platform, Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate. Because prasadam means basically foodstuffs that are in the authorized categories, Patram Pushpam Palam Toyam, Yome Bhakti Prayachati, offered to Krishna with love and devotion. Then, when you take the foodstuffs that are within the authorized categories offered to Krishna with love and devotion, there is no sinful activity. But if you're just a vegetarian or a vegan or a lacto-vegetarian, still, there's a little reaction for hurting a plant. The poor carrot. You pulled it out of the ground. So there is some reaction to that. That is true. Just by living and breathing, we are harming living entities. But what is serving Krishna if one is offering the remnants of food? Or offering, not Krishna remnants, we're offering prasad, or offering bhoga, and eating the remnants, then one is free to hum tvam sarvapapebhyo mokshayishyami mahasucham. It's really important to remember that. But if you eat without offering to Krishna, you are eating S-I-N, pap, pap-pap, P-A-P, which is S-I-N in English. All right, let's continue. Bhojana samapta haila kaila chamada sabare paraila prabhu balya chandana. After everyone had finished lunch and washed his mouth and hands, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally decorated everyone with flower garlands and sandalwood pulp. Mishrama karite sabe nijavasa gela sanja kale asi puna parbuke milila. After this, accepting prasadam, they all went to take rest at their respective residences, and in the evening they again came to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hena kale ramananda aila prabhu snane prabhu maila milaila tanre sabavaishnava gane. At this time, Ramananda Roy also came to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the Lord took the opportunity to introduce him to all the Vaishnavas. Savalana Gela Prabhu Jagannathalaya Kirtana Arambatata Kaila Mahasaya. The great personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then took all of them to the temple of Jagannath and began the congregational chanting of the holy name there. Wow. Sanjadupateki Arasangirtan Padichasi Savari Dila Malya Chandana. After seeing the Duparti of the Lord, they all began congregational chanting. Then Dicha, the superintendent of the temple, came and offered flower garlands and sandalwood pulp to everyone. Charidike Chari Sampradaya Karena Kirtana Majin Richakari Prabhu Sachira Nandana. Four parties were then distributed in four directions to perform Sankirtana. In the middle of them, the Lord himself, known as the son of Mother Shachi, began to dance. Ashtamadanga Bhaje Patrisha Kala Horidwani Karisabe Balibhala Bala. In the four groups, there were 8 mridangas and 32 cymbals. Altogether, they began to vibrate the transcendental sound, and everyone said, "Very good, very good. Hunibo, hunibo. Kirtane Radhwani Maha Mangala Utila Shaturasha Lokabari Brahmananda Vedila." When the tumultuous vibration of Sankirtan resounded, all good fortune immediately awakened, and the sound penetrated the whole universe through the 14 planetary systems. Kirtana Rambe Premautai Lichalila Ilachala Vasiloka Dana Aila. When the congregational chanting began, ecstatic love immediately overflooded everything, and all the residents of Jagannath Puri. Amen. Okay. 218. Okay, got it. 177 to 218. Made a lot of progress today. And okay, so now we're going to stop sharing and allow you all to ask questions. So you have an option if you want to ask questions. You can type your question. You can raise your hand, which I will see. Mute yourself. First, there's a question. Who is a Vaishnava? Vaishnava means someone who is worshiping the Lord. There's Vaishnavas in different religious traditions, and there's different Vaishnavas. There's a Kanishtha Vaishnavas, Majjhima Vaishnavas, and Uttama Vaishnavas. Kanishtha means just seeing God in the temple. Majjhima is the middle platform where you make friends with the devotees, you worship the Lord, you avoid the envious, and you try to help the innocent. And Uttama, you see Krishna everywhere and everything. I was thinking about this morning, I was listening to Prabhupada give a class, and Prabhupada said, you know, when you see anything in this world, you understand it is connected to Krishna, belongs to Krishna. Like a mother sees the baby shoes of her little baby. She sees the baby, not the baby. So, I was thinking how nice it would be just to see like a computer and see it's Krishna's, like that. That would be wonderful. Alrighty, I think Tulsi had a question. Or someone did. All right, Madhava had a question. He's unmuted himself.
Oh. Dandavad Gurudev. So yesterday you were going to have a meeting, so I missed out a question. And that was, okay. It was talking about neophyte devotees that, and under the direction of spiritual masters, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said, work hard, labor hard. But that's about it. But he said preaching is only meant at later on for advanced devotee. So advanced. So how do we understand how not chanting a neophyte, just sit and chant, but work hard, and then how he could get involved with preaching? I just wanted to understand that, because it says later on preaching is meant for only advanced devotees. How do we understand?
That's actually a good question. So, yeah, that question was raised today in a private exchange I had with someone about how can you preach if preaching is meant for someone who is actually Krishna conscious, because you have to give people the bhakti lata bij. Well, work hard means to follow the directions of the spiritual master. If the spiritual master says preach, or share Krishna consciousness, to be more exact, then one becomes empowered even if one is just a neophyte devotee. One becomes empowered by the Lord. That's called special empowerment under special conditions. So yes, preaching generally is for very advanced devotees. However, if one is ordered by the spiritual master to do so, the spiritual master will manifest his potency through that disciple. If the disciple chants nicely, follows the rules and regulations, yes, then the spiritual master's potency or shakti will manifest. Takes care of the problem of being a neophyte. Is that right?
Yes, Maharaj. Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Yeah. Alrighty. And I thought Tulsi had. Anyway, we have a question here. Wait, let's do the chat question. Chat question. Atma Nandini. Hare Krishna Maharaj, is it true that prasadam definitely should not be limited to just one we honor through the tongue, but should be extended to honoring prasadam in five way senses? That's it. Obviously, prasadam means mercy, darshan of the Lord, smelling flower, hearing kirtan, all comes as honoring prasadam. Yeah, that's true. But right now we're talking about the eating type of prasadam. Eating, I mean, there's also the flower prasadam, the kirtan, the darshan of the Lord, and prasadam in a general sense. But right now it's the eating type of prasadam, which we can also honor through the nose and through the eyes. Although Krishna can eat through any of his transcendental senses. But we can also relish prasadam by seeing, just like when I see there's very nice prasadam which I can't eat because I'm an old guy and I have a restricted diet, I relish it through the eyes, or I relish it through the nose, or I relish it not through the ears. All right. Or I may just touch it to my tongue a little bit, because it's not required that when someone offers you prasadam that you have to eat the whole plate. You get the same result from eating one little Tulsi leaf off of the plate. So don't think you have to eat everything on the plate. Well, don't take more than you can eat. That's really important. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, Dandavat Pranam. What is the bija of the mantra? Bija is the seed word of the mantra. Seed. Like aim and klim. Okay? That's the seed word. It's bija. Bija means like seed. In Brahma Samhita, it is written that in the center of Yantra Goloka is the bija of the mantra. Can you please enlighten me? Please enlighten you. Yes, the bija of the mantra. Om is also bija. Om ting ayin. So, when you get to Goloka Vrindavan, you will understand the yantra. Okay. Krishna Chandra to everyone. Hare Krishna Gurudev. What's the difference between Muni and devotee? Is this in relation to Devrasa Muni and Ambarish Maharaj? Is Devrasa Muni a great devotee of the Lord? Devrasa Muni is a great devotee of the Lord. He's an expansion of Lord Shiva. But Muni means one who thinks a lot. It also means, the definition is that no one can be considered a Muni unless he has a different opinion. It's like a professor in the university. No one can become a professor unless he has a different opinion and write something unique from the other professors. So generally, that's what Muni means. That's the definition the Prabhupada gave. And so, Muni is not necessarily a pure devotee. Muni. A Muni is one who actually thinks deeply. Generally, that's the explanation. Here's another one. Oh, Gayatri. I haven't seen her for a long time. She's fallen into the deep, dark well. Gayatri. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, please, that verse when I talks about imitation. How are we to know if our chanting will lead to our downfall? In other words, when you chant, just also associate with the devotees and do preaching. If you just chant, that's the imitation. Like Haridas Thakur, basically 99% of the day he was just chanting prasadam, he associated with the devotees, but he didn't engage in a lot of the other activities the devotees engaged in. He was near Janabhajan, you know, just like just chanting, thing like that. So that's the point. You should be trying to bring people to Krishna consciousness. You should be associating with the devotees. You should be doing so many things and not thinking that you're such a great devotee you can just chant and become Krishna conscious. Okay, next is Sumukhi. Unmute yourself.
Sorry. Please accept my humble obeisances, Guru Maharaj. I have a small question. I was thinking regarding a child in the womb of Kaidu, as Prahlad Maharaj. And he was just a small, inside the womb, not been a very small child. And he heard the Srimad Bhagavatam from Shri Narad Muni. Yeah. And when he was born, he just became a pure devotee of Krishna, and he always remained like that. No question is, he was such a small and he had Srimad Bhagavatam. And we are all grown, I'm sorry, not me and you, but others and like me are all grown up. And we don't understand as Prahlad understood. What is the problem?
They were both already exalted personalities, like... Shukadev Goswami was already absorbed in Brahman. Prahlad was already a greatly exalted devotee. It's not by accident that these two personalities were put in that situation. It's not that if you read Srimad Bhagavatam to your little kid that's in the womb of your wife, your kid will pop out and the kid will run away from home, or kid will stay in the womb for 16 years and then run away from home because... It's just an ordinary person, or maybe a devotee, but not on the same level as Prahlad. So, in other words, they were already exalted.
Okay. That's understood.
I,
And next is Chitralika, and then finally is too many questions. Chitralika, what's your question?
Hello, Maharaj. Please accept my humble obeisances. About what you were saying at the beginning, about all the different opinions that there may be, or but like keeping what's basic to Krishna consciousness. Recently, there was a Swamiji who was saying about women, that women cannot have leading roles in ISKCON, and that, basically that women should not be like dikshas and giving classes and all of that. Is it okay? I know that what you just said is empathy, that there may be different opinions. Okay, but is it okay that as women, we ask him not to like to apologize and not to continue spreading that message? Is it okay? Or we should just like, accept,
is he an ISKCON sannyasi?
Yes, he is.
Just to tell him to call me. Say, my Guru Maharaj said he would like to speak to you. That'll be enough to scare him. Yeah.
There is a very well devotees, Vaishnavis, they are gathering like to publish a petition, a requirement for him not to continue giving classes and to make a public apology. Is it okay to ask that? To ask for that?
That's pretty. That's political. Yeah, I guess it's all right. Yeah, just don't criticize him. You can criticize what he said, and you have to give Shastra quotes, but don't, but don't criticize him personally. Don't say, you rascal, or anything like that. Just say, according to Srila Prabhupada, you are wrong. Yeah, I mean, you can try the political approach, but usually it'll just make people angrier. Phew. I can't believe people, ISKCON Sannyasi said that. Maybe send me a private text message with the sannyasi's name.
Okay. Thank you, Maharaj.
Don't make it public.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I will take care of him. I will send Mother Ermila after him. And then he will be really sorry for what he ever said. That's my secret weapon. Oh my God. I don't believe I said that. Even she scares me. I mean, what to speak of someone who's against the philosophy? You know, he'll be sorry after she contacts him. All right, yeah, send me the name in a private message. Tulsi asked a question here. Follow local customs. Isn't that what a lot of arguments coming from India are, women's position, etc.? No, in India, actually, women, and when India had one of the first women prime ministers, India is very open to women's position. It's only certain people. And if they want to do it in their own location, their own temples, or their own temples, that's up to them. We have no problem. I mean, we're not going to force our social understanding on other people. We give people the option. So Mantrini asks, Hare Krishna Gurudev, please accept my humble obeisances. How can we offer food when we are traveling or outside home? Can we offer in our heart and then food? Yes. If we're in a situation when we're traveling, I don't eat in restaurants. If we're in a situation when we're traveling, then take the supermarket food or whatever food you're doing and offer it to Krishna. If you're in a situation where you can't bow down or anything like that, you do it in your head, in your mind, Krishna, please accept this, and you chant silently. Krishna will accept that. Okay, I think we finished all the questions. Send me a private message about that sannyasi, and I will unleash my secret weapon on that sannyasi, and that sannyasi will... We should probably have to see a psychiatrist. finished with him. Okay. On that happy note, all glories, Prabhupada. See everybody tomorrow night, same time, same station.